You have your Bible turned tonight to 1 John chapter 5. 1 John chapter 5. Turn with verse 4. The Bible says, "For whatsoever is born of God overcometh the world, and this is the victory that overcometh the world, even our faith." Thank God for that. "Who is he that overcometh the world, but he that believeth that Jesus is the Son of God? This is he that came by water and blood, even Jesus Christ, not by water only, but by water and blood. And it is the Spirit that beareth witness, because the Spirit is truth. For there are three that bear record in heaven, the Father and the Word and the Holy Ghost. And these three are one. And there are three that bear witness in earth, the Spirit and the water and the blood. And these three agree in one. If we receive the witness of men, the witness of God is greater. For this is the witness of God, which he hath testified of his Son. He that believeth on the Son of God hath the witness in himself. He that believeth not God hath made him a liar, because he believeth not the record that God gave of his Son. And this is the record that God hath given to us, eternal life, and this life is in his Son. And he that hath the Son hath life, and he that hath not the Son of God hath not life." So look at this tonight, and we see John as he's writing here, and he's telling us some things about our Savior. And he said, "Whatever is born of God overcometh the world." I want to say, if you're a child of God tonight, you've overcome the world. But if you're not, amen, you're cumbered down by the world. But I want to say, glory be to God, ain't you glad that for a salvation? You say, "Pastor, what are you talking about?" I'm talking about you must. The Bible says you must be born again. We got to be born from above, amen, in order to have victory down here. And if we get victory down here in Lord Jesus Christ, overcome the obstacles here, pray God we can rejoice over there. And one day in a little while, we're going to be a rejoicing people. We're going to be shouting and praising and giving God glory for all that he does. Amen. He said, verse 5 says, "For who is he that overcometh the world, but he that believeth that Jesus is," what? "The Son of God." I want to ask you a question. How many believe that Jesus is the Son of God? Amen. Do we really believe that he's the Son of God? Amen. Well, what about God the Son? Amen. Do you believe that Jesus is God the Son? Now, why are you hesitant about raising your hand? He's the Son of God and he's God the Son. Amen. Old fella gave me a sticker the other day. I've been carrying it in my Bible. I kind of like it. It says, "In God we trust, and Jesus is his name." Amen. Amen. Praise the Lord. I like that. Praise God. He gave me that a while back, and I stuck it in my Bible. And I appreciate that, because Jesus Christ is God. You say, "Well, I thought God is God." God is God. Amen. I want to look at this tonight for just a little while. John puts this down for us. He writes this in here, and I think there's a whole lot of people asking a question, trying to figure out who's God and who's not God. Amen. I want to say it. God is God, and he always will be God. God don't change. He never changed. He never has changed, and he never will change. He'll always be the same God. He's the same God in the Old Testament and the same God in the New Testament. Amen. And the same was in the beginning with God. Amen. Christ Jesus, our Savior. So we see this here, and John's putting it down for us. And he's trying to tell us, praise God, that Savior came from glory, glory be to God, is God. You say, "Well, preacher, this don't all make good sense." Amen. Hey, it's almost bigger than your mind can contain. Amen. But I got to look at this a while back, and somebody was asking me about the preaching on the Trinity. Amen. About the Trinity of God. God, that's God the Father, and that's God the Son, and what? God the Holy Spirit. The Holy Ghost of God. Amen. Are three in one and one in three. Amen. And they're all three God. Amen. Did you hear what I said? They're all three God. Ever evidence of it. And I was looking through some of my books a while back, and I found a really good definition of this. And it was an Athenian creed that was written in the 5th century. And it says this. It says, "We worship one God in Trinity, and Trinity in unity, neither confounding the persons nor separating the substance. For the person of the Father is one, of the Son another, and of the Holy Ghost another. But of the Father, of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost, there is one divinity. I like that. Amen? He says, he goes on and says, equal glory and co-eternal majesty. What the Father is, the same is the Son and the Holy Ghost. The Father is uncreated, the Son uncreated, and the Holy Ghost uncreated. The Father is immense, the Son immense, and the Holy Ghost immense. The Father is eternal, the Son is eternal, the Holy Ghost eternal. And yet there are three eternals, but one eternal. Amen? And yet there are not three eternals, but one eternal. So there are not three beings uncreated, nor three immanences, but one uncreated and one immanence. In like manner, the Father is omnipotent. That's all powerful. The Son is omnipotent, and the Holy Ghost is omnipotent. And yet there are not three omnipotents, but one omnipotent. Thus the Father is God, and the Son is God, and the Holy Ghost is God. And yet there are not three gods, but one God. Amen? Makes pretty good sense, don't it? He says, thus the Father is Lord, and the Son is Lord, and the Holy Ghost is Lord. Yet there are not three lords, but one Lord. Because we are thus compelled by Christian variety to confess each person severally to be God and Lord. So we are prohibited from saying that there are three gods or lords. The Father is made from none, nor created, nor begotten. Now watch this. The Son is from the Father alone, neither made nor creating, but begotten. The Holy Ghost is from the Father and the Son, neither made nor created nor begotten, but proceeding. Amen? See, therefore there is one Father, not three fathers, one Son, not three sons, one Holy Ghost, and not three Holy Ghosts. And in this Trinity there is nothing first or last, nothing greater or less, but all the three co-eternal persons are co-equal among themselves, so that through all, as is above said, both unity in Trinity and Trinity in unity is to be worshiped. Amen? I like that. I thought that was pretty good. It fits the definition just perfect of who God is. Amen? He's 100% God. He was 100% man. The Holy Ghost of God's God. Amen? God in heaven is God, and the Lord Jesus Christ is God. Amen? So that breaks it down pretty good, so we can leave and go to the house now. You understand it, right? You got it all down. Amen? So you can go explain people who God is. Amen? He's three persons, but he's one person with three identities, but his identity is the same. Amen? But let me just, I got to thinking on this, and I got to thinking on Brother Paul, and what I want to do for just a little while, if God will be my help, I want to preach on this thought, Brother Charles, the Trinity, Paul's perspective. The Trinity, Paul's perspective. I want to show you the Trinity as Paul thought about it and he wrote about it in the New Testament. Amen? And I just want to give you the verses tonight so that we can look at these together and see how Paul saw the Trinity. He saw God the Father, he saw God the Son, and he saw God the Holy Spirit, but he saw them as one. If we start trying to break them apart and separate them, then we take away from their power. We take away from their deity. We take away from their divinity. Amen? We take away their omnipotence. We take away their omniscience, praise God. We start taking away from God when we start trying to separate them. So the best thing that we can do is just say, praise God, it's one that works together, praise God. It's like a well-oiled machine. So Paul tells us here that his teachings from his youth, and Paul says, well, from the very time I sat under Gamaliel, he said, I was taught in instruction in the Word of God from my youth. Amen. He said it was something I was taught by somebody's strength, and it was all taught in the unity of God, the oneness of God. Amen. It all fits together, and it all makes sense. He starts over in 1 Timothy chapter 1. Or 1 Timothy chapter 2. 1 Timothy chapter 2 and verse 5. Now he's talking about this one God. 1 Timothy chapter 2 and verse 5, he said, "For there is one God and one mediator between God and men, the man Christ Jesus." So he said there's one God and one mediator between God and men, the man Christ Jesus. So he says there's one God and there's one mediator. Amen. And he said that man and that mediator is the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. But he said, but he goes on in 1 Corinthians in chapter 8, and he said that he's also one God. Amen. 1 Corinthians chapter 8. 1 Corinthians chapter 8 and verse 4. Now watch what he says. Paul's talking to the Corinthians, and he'll talk to the Corinthians several times regarding this issue. He said, "As concerning therefore the eating those things that are offered in sacrifice unto idols, we know that an idol is nothing in the world." Amen. He said, "Don't have to worry about it, because an idol is nothing. Has no power, no authority, it can do nothing." And he said, "There is none other God but one." Amen. So Paul said, there's none other God. There's only one God. And he goes on verse 5 and says, "For though there be that are called gods, whether in heaven or in earth, as there be gods many and lords many, but to us there is but one God, the Father, of whom are all things, and we in Him, and one Lord Jesus Christ, by whom are all things, and we by Him." Amen. So he said there's one God, and he said there's one Savior, praise God, that helps us get to God. He said, "Wait, and one don't work good without the other." Amen. Say, it takes both of them work together. And Paul said, "This is what I've been instructed. This is what I've known throughout. That's what I've been taught, praise God, in the synagogue. And what I've taught there, I'm telling you." He said, "This is something that I've always believed. I've never had a doubt in my mind that Jesus Christ is God." Amen. Sometimes we try to make Him less than God. He said, "The Father and I are one." They're one. They can't be separated. Amen. So He taught that. Amen. But he also taught that which was found, he said he found it in the law and the prophets. He said, "I didn't just reach and pluck this out of the air." He said, "This is something that's always been here. It's something that's been taught, amen. We just haven't been able to accept the precept of it. We haven't been able to get a hold of it and understand what God's been trying to tell us. Just how big a God He is." Remember, I give you an analogy of taking God and putting Him in a box. I won't say my God won't fit in that box. Amen. My God can live in my heart, but I can't put Him in a box. Now, God, it can be big enough to fit in my heart, but be too big to go in a box. Amen. It just, sometimes that just blows my mind. I'll be honest. Amen. I don't understand it. I'll pray God. I thank God for it. Amen. Amen. Praise God, because He is God, and besides Him, there's no other. Look over at Acts chapter 24. Acts chapter 24. Paul's talking about God. He's talking about the law and the prophets. Acts chapter 24 and verse 14. He said, "But this I confess unto thee, that after the way which they call heresy, so worship I the God of my fathers, believing all things which are written in the laws and the prophets, and have hope toward God, which they themselves also allow, that there shall be a resurrection of the dead, both of the just and the unjust." He said, "I'm worshiping the same God they're worshiping." And they said they want to call it heresy because of the God I'm worshiping. But he said, "The God I'm worshiping is the true and the living God. And it's according to the laws and the prophets." He said, it ain't something that's been done in a box or done in the shape. He said, "It's done out open. It's at the Word of God. We can all understand it if we just want to." Amen. If we just want to receive it ourselves and just believe on Lord Jesus Christ. He said, their God, the gods of Abraham and Isaac and Jacob, praise God, is the same God that we're serving. Amen. The same God. Look over at Acts chapter 28. Acts chapter 28 and verse 17. Acts chapter 28 verse 17. He said, "It came to pass that after 3 days, Paul called the chief of the Jews together, and when they were come together, he said unto them, Men and brethren, though I have committed nothing against the people or customs of our fathers, yet was I delivered prisoner from Jerusalem into the hands of the Romans." He said, you said I was preaching error and I was preaching false doctrine. He said, I've been giving you the Word of God. Do you know what? People don't want that. Most people don't want the Word of God because it affects the way that we live. And we don't want to have to live in a different way from what we like to live. Amen? Said, who, when they had examined me, would have let me go because there was no cause of death in me? But when the Jews spake against it, I was constrained to appeal unto Caesar, not that I had ought to accuse my nation of. For this cause, therefore, have I called for you to see you and to speak with you, because that for the hope of Israel I am bound with this chain. He said, the reason I'm willing to do this, because I won't see you saved. Amen. He said, I won't see Israel saved. And said, they said unto him, we neither receive letters unto the out of Judea concerning thee, neither any of the brethren that came showed or spake any harm of thee. But we desire to hear of thee what thou thinkest. No, they don't. They don't really. People say, well, preacher, what do you think about it? I don't know how many people has come up to me and said, well, preacher, what do you think about it? But they don't really want to know. They want me to tell them what thus says the Word of God. They want me to give them my opinion. And that's like elbows. Everybody's got a couple. Amen? But I tell you, God's Word, praise God, will stand when all else fails. Amen. And they say, well, we want to hear what you've got to say. He said, for as concerning this sect, we know that everywhere it is spoken against. And then they had appointed him a day. There came many to him into his lodging to whom he expounded and testified the kingdom of God, persuading them concerning Jesus, both out of the law of Moses and out of the prophets, from morning till evening. And some believed the things which were spoken, and some believed not. Kind of like sounds like today, don't it? Some people believe, and some people choose not to believe. But he expounded the Word of God. He preached Jesus out of the law and the prophets, amen, from morning to evening. Preached all day, praise God, about Jesus of the Old Testament. Jesus of the law and the prophets. He was there. Amen. He was a part of it. And he preaches it, that it's the same God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. Same God we're serving today. God hasn't changed. He's still the same God. He's still the same God of glory that Israel served even in the wilderness. Amen. Praise God. Because that's who he is. And Paul was a preaching this. He said, from my youth I believed this. He said, now I believe it. I know who Jesus is. I've seen him, praise God. I know him personally. Amen. He said, they said, well, man, you're crazy. This sect that's going around saying that Jesus is God. Amen. He said, we can't get a hold of it. He said, because you don't believe the Word. Amen. Why can't we get a hold of it today? Because we don't believe the Word. That Jesus Christ is God. So he taught them, he preached to them. What did he preach? He preached that Jesus, the deity of the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. What is deity? That's godliness. Amen. That's deity. That's magnifying. He put him up on the throne of grace. Amen. He preached the deity. Look at Philippians chapter 2. Philippians chapter 2. Philippians chapter 2, verse 5. Paul's preaching to the Philippians here, and he said, let this mind be in you, which was also in Christ Jesus, who being a form of God, thought it not robbery to be equal with God, but made himself of no reputation, took upon him the form of a servant, and was made in the likeness of men. And being found as fashioned as man, he humbled himself and became obedient unto death, even the death of the cross. Wherefore God also hath highly exalted him and given him a name which is above every name, that the name of Jesus every knee should bow, things in heaven and things in earth and things under the earth, and that every tongue should confess that Jesus Christ is Lord, to the glory of God the Father. Amen. So he said he preached the deity of Lord Jesus Christ, that he is Lord. Amen. That Jesus Christ is Lord. He is God. Praise the Lord. He's the God of glory. He's the one that we worship. He's the one that we praise and we give glory to. Praise the Lord. Look at 1 Timothy chapter 3. 1 Timothy chapter 3, verse 16. 1 Timothy chapter 3, verse 16. And it says, without controversy, Great is the mystery of godliness. Amen. 1 Timothy chapter 3 and verse 16. For without controversy, great is the mystery of godliness. You get that? Great is the mystery of God. God was manifest in the flesh, justified in the spirit, seen of the angels, preached to the Gentiles, unto the Gentiles, believed on in the world, and received up to glory. He said it was God. God was manifest in the flesh. Who was that? Jesus. Amen. Manifest in flesh. He preached Jesus Christ, the deity of Lord Jesus Christ, that He was God. Amen. Praise the Lord. And because He was, praise God, He can be, because He is, He can be our God. I'd say was, that ain't past tense, praise God. He still is God. Amen. He's my God, He's my Lord, my Savior, the King of kings, and the Lord of lords. Amen. Glory be God, He deserves all of our praise. So Paul preached the deity of Christ Jesus, that Jesus is God. Amen. But also, he didn't only preach the deity of the Lord Jesus Christ, but he preached the personality of the Holy Spirit. Do you know the Holy Spirit has a personality? Do you know that? Do you know the Holy Ghost of God can be grieved and He can be grieved away? We need to be very careful down at the house of God and at our house that we don't grieve the Holy Ghost of God. Amen? Look at that verse Brother Rex talked about a while ago. Ephesians chapter 4. Ephesians chapter 4 and verse 30. Well, he goes 29, one he was quoting. He said, no corrupt communication proceed out of your mouth, but that which is good to the use of edifying may minister grace unto the hearers. Amen? He said, don't let no communication come out, but corrupt communication. And he says, and grieve not the Holy Spirit of God, whereby you are sealed unto the day of redemption. He said, the Holy Ghost, he said, don't grieve the Holy Ghost. See, there's a personality there of the Holy Spirit of God. He's real. He has a personality just like we do. Amen. A personality that's real, a personality that can be loving and caring and kind, but he can also be grieved. Amen. So the Holy Spirit of God is God. Amen. He's teaching us here, praise God, that there is a Spirit. That it's a living Spirit. It's God the Spirit that's moving on our hearts. Amen. That's how He can be big enough to be my God and still live inside my heart. Amen. Because the Spirit of God that we don't want to grieve away, praise God, but we want His presence to be filled. We want His presence to be real all the days of our lives. Amen. We want to make the Holy Ghost of God welcome when He wants to come by, because He's always got good things to pour out from God. He's always got good things to give you, praise God. Hey, listen, I'm going to say the Holy Ghost don't have nothing but help for your soul. Amen. He's got direction and guidance and leadership, praise God, to take you to places you never even dreamt of. And it's all because of the Holy Spirit of God, amen. He is God. He's able, praise God, to manifest God and godliness to me and you. He's able to come to where we're at when we can't get to Him. Praise God. He's there with us, praise God, when we couldn't even think about where to find Him. He's there with us to guide us and to help us, praise God. He's there to abide in us. Jesus said, I'll send a comforter. He said, I'll send that third part of the Trinity, praise God, to come and abide with you, to dwell in you, to kick off His shoes, praise God, and set up housekeeping in your heart.
Amen.
Glory to God. That ought to give us a whoopee from here to yonder.
Thank you.
To think the Holy Ghost of God's come to make an abode in you. The third person of the Trinity. Amen. Glory to God. What a blessing. Amen. That God Almighty would love us enough that He'd send a third person, praise God, to live in. But you say, how can He do it? Because He's God.
Amen.
You say, well, how do you know He's God? Because He's omnipresent.
Yep.
Hello? God's the only one that's omnipresent. The devil's not omnipresent. He ain't everywhere all the time. Amen. The demons of hell, or the devils of hell. I call them demons. You know where we got that word? The Bible translators and some of these perverted versions started calling them demons. Amen. They was devils, what they are. Just devils, amen. And they come and they infiltrate people, they infiltrate lives. But praise God, they can't be everywhere all the time because they're not omnipresent. Amen. They're just hit and miss when they can. But praise God, the Holy Ghost of God, He's omnipresent because He is God.
Amen.
Amen. Praise the Lord. God the Father, God the Son, God the Holy Spirit. Living together, amen, living in unity. Amen, living in the Trinity, in the unity of the Trinity, praise God, and they get along just fine. Amen.
Amen.
There's no anguish or discord in the Trinity. People try to say, I've heard people say, well, you know that God the Father and God the Holy Spirit, God the Son, you know, they argue about who gets to do what? Hogwash. Amen, they're of one mind and one accord the way they would like for us to be in the day and hour we live. That the church of the living God, praise God, would lift up the name of Jesus.
Amen.
And praise God. That be even lifted up, glory to God. And that we might see the glory of God in these last days we live. We're coming down to the wire. This thing's closing out. I tell you what, you watch the news, it's the craziest mess I've seen in my life. And it's all just a distraction. Amen. It's all just a distraction to keep good God, Bible believing, God believing people from thinking about the truth.
Yeah.
Amen. It's trying to get your family, my family, everybody else's family away from thinking about the truth. Thinking about God and godliness and righteousness. Amen. And loving our brother and our sister as ourselves. Amen. But I want to say, praise God, we got three on our side.
Yeah, amen.
In one.
Yeah.
Amen. It's a package deal. Amen.
Amen.
When you, praise God, when you get born again, glory be God, the Holy Ghost of God deals with your heart, takes it from your head to your heart, gets you to realize you don't sin or needing a Savior. And praise God, because the blood of Jesus that we read about in 1 John there, chapter 5, because that blood's been shed, because the Word's been preached, because the blood's been shed, amen, glory be God, we can have salvation.
Yeah. Amen.
Amen. Now, Holy Ghost of God works that down in our heart, we realize, we fall on our face, say, God, forgive me an old sinner. You say, well, preacher, I ain't sinned. The Bible says we've all sinned, come short of glory to God. Amen. Wages of sin is death. But the gift of God is eternal life through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. He said there's a payday someday. And we need to get in line and realize, praise God, there's a good God of glory. He's on our side, brother. He's trying to help us. He's trying to show us. He's trying to point us, praise God. If He said, pick me, choose me.
Amen.
He said, I'll help you. I've got all the answers. Amen. You believe God's big enough to have all the answers?
Amen.
Amen. Yeah, because He knows all the questions. Before they're ever even answered, He knows all the questions. And the Holy Spirit of God, amen, brother God, He knows our inner groaning of men, praise God, before we even know what we need ourselves. That Holy Ghost of God in us knows. Paul says, hey, listen, there's one that's in you. He said, don't grieve him away, because he's there to help you.
Yeah.
Amen. Amen. He said he's the third person of the Trinity, and he's right there all the time. He's a hands-on God.
Amen.
Amen. That's what Brother Rex talked about a while ago, about still working on us. See, we're on the potter's wheel, and his hands is on us. Amen. And God He don't ever take His hands off of us. He's constantly molding us and making us. You say, well, preacher, I don't believe that. I think sometimes God leaves us alone. God ever leaves you alone, you're in a mess.
Yeah. Yeah.
Hello? As a fellow told me one time, I've told church, he said, I wish God just leave me alone. I said, if He leaves you alone, you're dead, man.
Amen.
You'll be burning in the regions of the damned if God leaves you alone. Amen. We need God, praise God. We need God the Father, God the Son, God the Holy Ghost. Because it's a team, praise God. It's on our side. It's one and all, praise God. It's a Trinity, but it's unity. And praise God, it's there for me and you to help us in every aspect of our life, in the good times, in the bad times, in the uphill times, in the valley times. Praise God, He's God Almighty.
Yeah.
To encourage us. Amen. A little boost. Amen. About the time you're ready to give up. That third person scooching there beside you on that seat, he'll sit down, he'll say, I got this, son. He said, you just look up and say, glory. Amen. And he said, because I've got this under control. I know exactly what you need. And Paul said, listen, don't grieve him away. Don't grieve the Holy Ghost away, praise God, because he's got Watch, and he said, grieve not the Holy Spirit of God, whereby you're sealed into the day of redemption. He said, I've got Him, and He's got me.
Amen.
Hey, man, there's a barrier around me. Amen. See, that's what this is. This is a barrier. The Trinity, God, it's a barrier put around us. Amen. Through faith in Him, glory be God. And He ties this thing all together. Paul takes this thing and he ties this all together. The Trinity in Paul's perspective. He said, it's God the Father, it's God the Son, God the Father, God the Son, God the Holy Spirit. And he said, but praise God, they're all together lovely.
Amen.
Amen. Let me just give you, I'm going to quit. I just want to give you one more time, one more thing. Paul takes these here and he ties the three together, the three persons together in the unity of the Trinity in 2 Corinthians chapter 13. 2 Corinthians chapter 13. Now, Paul's wrote letters to the Corinthians. He's wrote three letters to the Corinthians. Amen? You said, preacher, we only got two. Yeah, one of them, I guess, is lost. One of them didn't get... But he, according to the Word of God, he said that he had wrote three letters. But in this second letter, this is the benediction, this is the last letter. And this is the last lines in the last letter. And Paul said, I'm writing this letter to you. I'm giving you this benediction. Praise God. He said, all the saints salute you. In verse 14, well, he says in verse 11, he says, finally, brethren, farewell. Be perfect, be of good comfort. Be of one mind, live in peace, and the God of love and peace shall be with you. It didn't say might be, but he said couldn't be, could be. But he said, He will, shall be with you. Grace one another, greet one another with an holy kiss. And all the saints salute you. But then look at verse 14. Paul takes and ties all this together, all the questions they had about the Trinity, and he ties it together here in this one verse. Watch what he does. And he said, the grace of the Lord Jesus Christ and the love of God and the communion of the Holy Ghost be with you all. Amen. I read that this morning out in the study, and I about had me a Holy Ghost fit. Amen. I just about had me a Holy Ghost fit. He said, the grace of the Lord Jesus Christ. I said, wait a minute. I said, what are you talking about? The grace is from God. For by grace are you saved through faith and not of yourself. It's a gift of God. But Paul turns it around here and he said, praise God, it's the grace of the Lord Jesus Christ. What is he saying? That Jesus Christ is God.
Amen.
And he goes on, he says, and the love of God. Wait a minute. That love, John chapter 15, I think verse 12, he says, a new commandment I give unto you. He said, love your neighbor as I have loved you. Loves of the Lord Jesus Christ. My countries. So Jesus is God. God is Jesus. Amen. Glory. And then he goes on and he says, and the communion of the Holy Ghost be with you all. He said, God the Father, God the Son, God the Son, God the Father, brought together with the Holy Ghost. He said, hey, glory be to God, the communion is to you. The communication is from God to you. Glory be to God. Yet who is God? God is God. Amen. Jesus is God. The Holy Ghost is God. Amen. They're three, but they're one, and they're in unity. And He's calling to the church. He's calling to church and he's saying, he said, the God of love and peace shall be with you. He said, be of one mind, live in peace. Amen. Be of good comfort. Amen. Live in peace. Be of one mind, live in peace. The God of love and peace shall be with you. Live in peace. Amen. He says, come together. Love each other. Help each other. Encourage each other. Don't grieve the Holy Ghost. Amen. Allow the sweet Spirit of God and the Godhead, praise God, to love you in so many ways. Praise God, you can pass it on.
Amen.
Down the way. Amen. A fellowship, a communion, a oneness. that's in God Almighty, the grace of the Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the communion of the Holy Ghost be with you all. Amen?
Amen.
Amen. Grace of God in the Lord Jesus Christ. Grace of God in God Almighty. The love of God in the Lord Jesus Christ. And the love of God in the good God of glory. And all of it brought together in the Holy Ghost of God. You know that way, but that's how it comes down to us. Amen. And the Holy Ghost of God, He said, you just give me all you got. Amen. He said, let's just take all that we got and let's just pour it out on purpose. Amen. They said, there's a bunch of folks down there at Stony Fort Baptist Church. They're pulling up under the spout where the glory comes out. And praise God, I just want to pour it all out on purpose so they can just partake of the goodness of God, the greatness of God. Amen. God the Father, and God the Son, and God the Holy Spirit. The Trinity, from Paul's perspective. Paul says, I don't know about you, but he said, this is the way I see it. He said, this is the way I get it. He said, this is the way it comes from me. He said, I've taught it from the law. The laws and the prophets have taught it. He said, this ain't no new thing. He said, this is the same God that we've served from Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob down through the years. He said, it's a good God of glory. God the Father, God the Son, and God the Holy Spirit. Amen. Coming down. Who was it? Who do you reckon it was? It was over there talking to old Abraham. You know, Abraham, he said, I've got to go down here and see this city and see if it's really as vile as they said it was. Amen. Abraham said, wait a minute, Lord. That was the Lord Jesus Christ. The theophany, that was God. That was the Lord Himself. Pulled up in the people, praise God. Amen. It was the Lord Jesus Christ, praise God, because He's God. It was God Almighty sin because He's God. Because they wanted to know what's going on. Amen. They wanted the Paul Harvey version, the rest of the story. See, the old devils always are bringing up riling accusations about the people down here, God's people. But God says, "Listen, I don't want to hear it from the devil. I want to hear it from the hand of truth." Amen. Praise God. So He goes toward truth. And who's that? The Lord Jesus Christ. He is truth.
Amen.
Amen. He's the Word. He's truth. He's light. He's life. Amen. I don't know about you. That sounds like God to me.
Amen.
Amen. Praise the Lord. You say, "Who is God?" God the Father, God the Son, God the Holy Ghost, the Trinity. You heard it tonight in God, in Paul's perspective. Paul said, this is who He is. Amen. Praise God. That ought to settle it in your heart. It's not from me, but it's from God, the Word of God. Amen. These verses, amen, take them and glean them out. Praise God, study them out, and you'll see that God Almighty is real in three persons, one unity of the Trinity. God Almighty, amen. God the Father, and God the Son, God the Holy Spirit, and the Lord God, our Savior, praise God. He came to us, He comes to us, He lives with us, He helps us, He ministers to us, and He ministers to us. He gives us all the goodness of God. Amen.